This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a narrative out there about 20 and 30-somethings who are thinking about buying a house, and it goes something like this. Forget it. Prices are rising, interest rates are going up. Even if you can scrape together a down payment, you'll never qualify for a mortgage. Or maybe you've heard this version that millennials aren't buying houses because they don't want them. They're still traumatized from seeing what happened to everybody else during the financial crisis. And yet, poll after poll, including our own Marketplace Edison research poll, shows home ownership is as big a goal for young people as it is for everybody else. And narratives aside, young people actually do manage to buy houses. So instead of another story on why it's so hard, we sent Marketplace's Rima Krace out to talk to some younger home buyers about how they made it happen.
After years of renting in Los Angeles, 32-year-old Laura Redke and her husband Philip finally found it, their new home.
We bought the ugliest house on the block.
Dirty peach stucco, rotting wood, burnt out front yard. Not exactly what they'd imagined for themselves and their new baby.
I remember when we came here, looking around, trying to keep an open mind.
About things like mold in the kitchen, a shower that had been used as a giant litter box, and that hole in the floor big enough to fall through. Now, a year and $25,000 later, the inside is almost unrecognizable. Almost.
There's still a random hole in the ceiling.
And the Redkes, not quite a dream house, cost more than $500,000. That's not surprising for a two-bed, two-bath in a market like L.A. For Laura, an environmental scientist who grew up in Hawaii, it's about stability.
From age 8 on, we always rented. It's all I've known.
It was always more of Laura's thing to try to get a house, and because for me it just seemed, unattainable.
Buying a house is more unattainable these days, especially a first house. The home ownership rate among millennials is the lowest in 50 years. One of the biggest hurdles? A down payment. Laura and Philip had money saved. They also had some stock. But for lots of first-time buyers, it's meet the parents.
The majority of young buyers that we're working with do have help from family members.
Imran Ali is a real estate agent in Los Angeles, which is a lot like being a therapist these days. He says houses get multiple offers the minute they hit the market. And waiting to find out if theirs is the winner makes his clients, well...
I get text messages sometimes at 11:30 at night. And I'm very sensitive to their situation, but I also have a 14-month-old, so I need to sleep. I need my rest.
Sometimes he needs it so he can deliver the bad news that his clients didn't get the house. And when that happens, Ali unleashes the poetry. Rudyard Kipling's If.
If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve you long after they are gone and to hold on when there is nothing in you except the will that says to you, hold on, that's kind of what I tell buyers.
29-year-old Mark Erickson and his wife Rachel didn't have the words of an English poet to guide them when they were looking for a house in Tennessee, but they had something else.
We had at least 2 to 3 other family members combing a Zillow, looking at any other sites they had access to. It felt like Tinder.
Bad Tinder, where you get your hopes up only to be disappointed. Then, after weeks of searching, Mark and Rachel made an offer for a $200,000 house, and they got it. Great, right?
I felt nauseous. I just felt terrible.
I was feeling panicked, I think.
It's so much money. It's so, like, as a medical student, I'm already in so much incredible amount of debt.
And it all happened so fast. 33-year-old Jeffrey Spivey has a name for making the biggest investment decision of your young life in a split second. Shotgun home buying. That's what he and his husband did recently when they relocated to Arkansas and had just a few days to find a new place.
Like the house that we actually chose, my husband was like, oh, like, you know, like we like this house. We want to go back and see it. And I was like, what does it look like? I don't remember anything about it.
He didn't have much time to grasp the process either.
I didn't understand like escrow and like why it's important and feel like I only like halfway understand now. But
he pulled it off.
This definitely signifies the biggest part of adulthood.
And Spivey didn't waste any time letting the world know. Once the deal was done, he posted a picture on social media with his husband, a big red sold sign, and a caption reading, I'm a grown-up now. In Los Angeles, I'm Rima Krace for Marketplace.